Hello, welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. We're looking at various reasons pauses are so important, as various ways that you can get over a message when you're talking, either from a script or ad-libbed. Today, pauses as intonational devices in quotes and sub-clauses. And we kind of touched on this when we were talking about intonation and how you use your change in intonation to signify to a listener that you're quoting somebody else. So if you missed those episodes, go back to season one of the show and you'll be able to see those clearly annotated episodes in the archive running order. Yeah, as we saw previously when we talked about pitch and intonation, we leave a micro gap either side of a quote from someone else to indicate that we're about to say their words, not our words. The quote itself is often also said in a slightly different pitch and possibly at a slower speed as well. Let's give you an example. Perkins told us, "I'll sue if those allegations are repeated," and then thumped a reporter in the chest. The company says it's the best camera of its kind on the market. Yeah, so you can see in those two circumstances, the quote from either Perkins or the company are clearly separated from what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm quoting Perkins saying, "I'll sue if those allegations are repeated," and the company saying, "It's the best camera of its kind." And I'm using a micro pause either side of those phrases which come from somebody else, and also slowing down and also changing the intonation as well to highlight the words of somebody else rather than from me. And similarly, the pause is used to verbalise a phrase that would perhaps be a subclause or in brackets or parentheses in the written word. Here's another example. And you can get her new novel, which is the second in the Blandford trilogy, with our exclusive discount code. Now, there's a pause either side of what could be the subclause, or in brackets parenthesis, which is the second in the Blandford trilogy. Yeah? So you can see a pause as an intonational device when you're quoting somebody else or you've got those subclauses. Tomorrow, the pause as a seesaw in a fulcrum within a story. You remember the fulcrums, the seesaw analogy? We've spoken about it before. We'll talk about it again tomorrow and how it's used when we come to use pauses when telling a story. As Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.